Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. This week I want to talk about prostate cancer and the possible increased risk of men committing suicide. A study by Meyer and co-workers presented at the EAU meeting raised that concern. They looked at the SEER database and found that men diagnosed with prostate cancer compared to other cancers were at increased risk of suicide within the first 3 months of their diagnosis and within the first year of their diagnosis. They did find that men who were unmarried or uninsured or Caucasian had a higher risk than men that were married or were insured or were African American. Now, this study is slightly different than a previous SEER study that looked at suicide rates over time among people diagnosed with cancers. And that study found that although there was increased rates across the board, prostate cancer was actually lowest among the cancers affecting men. So this study is finding a somewhat different result, although they did look at the result just in primarily within the first year of diagnosis. The question, of course, is why might that occur? Another study looked at anxiety and depression of men diagnosed with prostate cancer and found that prior to diagnosis, there was a significant incidence of depression and anxiety, which increased following the diagnosis, whether they were treated or not. This study also raises the question whether a treatment of active surveillance does pose an added psychological risk for men who were diagnosed with the disease. So I think that there are a number of things that we can't say yet. For example, does active surveillance significantly increase a man's risk compared to any other treatment that a man undergo? It's a little bit difficult to understand why death from suicide would occur simply because of not getting treated. After all, men could simply decide within those first 3 months that they're going to go ahead and get treated. So it's not clear yet that active surveillance is playing a role. However, we do know that there is an added psychological burden for men who choose active surveillance. I guess the real message here is that doctors who diagnose prostate cancer need to be aware of this increased risk. And counseling with a therapist, or at least a consultation with a therapist, to search out whether anxiety and depression are present in men who have been diagnosed with the disease, is something that doctors should consider. It's similar to the fact that men who are treated with hormone therapy have a number of other side effects that can affect their overall survival other than the cancer, and consultations with proper physicians and other specialties is worthwhile. The bottom line here, again, is that we need to be aware that there is a psychological burden placed on anybody diagnosed with cancer. It's not restricted to men with prostate cancer. There may be an added burden for people that don't have support systems or are worried about paying their bills. But dealing with active surveillance is something else that needs to be addressed in terms of the psychological effect it has on men. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.